Chapter 3, A Very Wonderful Thing. Yesterday, a very wonderful thing happened.
And it's called, I had pie for dinner. Just pie and that's all. That's because my mother went to the hospital to have a baby. And Daddy and Grandma Miller went with her. And so me and my grandpa got to stay at his house all by ourselves. And no one even babysitted us. And guess what? Grandpa smoked a real live cigar right inside the house. And Grandma didn't yell, "Go outside with that thing, Frank." After that, my grandpa gave me a piggyback ride and he let me put on Grandma Miller's new hat with the long brown feather, and also I got to walk in her red high heels. Only then I fell down in the kitchen, and so I took them off. Hey, I could crack my head open in these dumb things, I said very loud. After that, I opened up the refrigerator because I was hungry from playing. That's why. Hey, guess what? There's a big fat lemon pie in there. In here. Frank, I hollered. And so then Grandpa Miller got down to plates. And then me and him ate the big fat lemon pie for our dinner. Just pie and that's all. And we're not even going to get in trouble. Because we're going to tell Grandma that her cat ate it. And here's another very fun thing. I got to sleep in Grandpa Miller's guest room. First, I put on my pajamas with the feet in them. And then my grandpa watched me brush my new front tooth. And he tucked me into the big guest bed. Sweet dreams, Jeannie B, he said. Except for then, I got a little bit scared in me. Only guess what, Grandpa, I said. It's very dark in this room, big room. And so there might be hidden things in here. Grandpa looked all around the room and also in the closet. Nope, no hidden things in here, he said. After that, he left on the hall light for me so my imagination wouldn't run riot. Except I still didn't sleep that good because there was a drooly guy with claws under my bed, I think. And so this morning, my eyes felt very sagging. Only then I sniffed something that woke them right up. And its name was Delicious Waffles. Grandpa Miller cooked them for me. And he let me pour on my own syrup. And he didn't yell, whoa, whoa, whoa. After that, me and him played until it was time for kindergarten. Except before I left, the funnest thing of all happened. My Grandma Miller came home and she said that mother had a baby and it was the boy coming. Then me and her and my grandpa all did a big giant hug. And Grandma Miller picked me up and she swung me in the air. You're just going to love him, Junie B, she said. Your new brother is the cutest little monkey I've ever seen. Then my eyes got very wide. He is? Really? I said. Grandma Miller put me down. Then she started talking to my grandpa. Wait till you see him, Frank, she said. He's got the longest little fingers and toes. I tugged on her dress. How long, Grandma? I said, longer than mine? But Grandma just kept on talking, and his hair, Frank, my word, he's got oddlies of thick black hair. I pulled on Grandma's arm. How come he's got hair? I asked. I thought little babies were supposed to be babies. But still my grandma didn't answer me. And he's big too, Frank. He's much bigger than any of the other babies in the hospital. And you should feel how tighty he grabs onto your fingers when you just sit. Then I stamped my foot very hard. Hey, I want some answers down here, Helen. He's my baby, too, you know. Grandma Miller frowned at me, 'cause I'm not supposed to call her Helen, I think. Sorry, I said, kind of quiet. Then Grandma Miller bended down next to me, and so I didn't have to yell anymore. Are you telling me the truth, Grandma? I said, is my brother really the cutest little monkey you ever saw? For real and honest and truly? Then my Grandma Miller hugged me very tight. Yes, little girl, she whispered in my ear, for real and honest and truly. After that, she picked me up up again, and me